You are David Banner, aren't you? If you're not, I'll just apologize profusely and get out of here. I just couldn't let you zap yourself with that thing until I was sure.
Who are you?
You had a beard the last time I knew you. Harvard 10 years ago. You were the guest genius at the time. Resident Merlin. And me, I was in trouble a lot.
Blake? Donald Blake?
The one and only.
Oh.
Look, David, I don't know why you're not using your real name or why you want people to think you're dead, and I don't care. Well, that's not true, really. I'm curious as hell. But I'm not going to ask or try to find out. That's your business, and it's going to stay that way.
Thank you. So, what are you doing now, Don? Medicine?
No. I haven't practiced since I signed on as the team doctor on an ill-fated expedition into the vast and frozen wasteland of the savage Norsemen.
Ill-fated?
Yeah. There are other words I could use. Something happened. Something I don't understand. Something crazy.
Oh, tell me. That's why you came here, isn't it?
Do you remember I used to have this thing for Viking culture? A feeling I never quite understood, which is probably why I signed on as the team doctor with this amateur archaeologist group headed north. But I'm talking way north. On the fourth day into the mountains, we ran into a mess of bad weather and holed up. One of the local guides said it was Odin himself, head god of the Vikings, trying to blow us back where we'd come from. By that time, I almost believed him. In the middle of the night, the storm just stopped. I woke up. It was that feeling again, that sense of being drawn along by something bigger than me. And I followed, alone. For a long time, not lost at all. It was really strange. I felt as if I knew exactly where I was going. And just after dawn, I found the cave. As I went deeper, I understood why the cave's entrance had not been sealed by the ice and snow. Warm volcanic air rose through the passageway from deep within the earth, and the strange world I had found became even stranger. Then there was a tall, hand-carved stone covered with Viking writing, or runes. And though I wasn't supposed to read them, I could. "You have pierced the heart of Odin," they said. "Turn and go away, or go forward and be eaten by your fate." Very encouraging, right? The perfect reverse psychology. I went forward and came upon the strangest sight of all so far. A tomb carved from stone and covered with more Viking writing. Eerie as hell, but irresistible. Whoever was inside the sarcophagus had been a great warrior and king, and his name was Thor. And something else, something dark. This warrior king had been condemned by Odin to never enter Valhalla, the Viking equivalent of heaven, until he had performed a number of heroic deeds, kind of a penance for the sin of arrogance. Just had to look inside, forgetting everything I'd learned in my crash course on archaeology, and forgetting also what happened to the curious cat. Inside the granite coffin was the skeleton of a man.
A big man.
And all decked out in ancient armor. At his side was a Viking warhammer. A very serious weapon. When I picked it up, held it in my hands, I realized just how serious. Suddenly the cave was filled with thunder. The stone of the coffin was blown off as if it were made of paper. The hammer vibrated in my hands as if it were alive. It was alive, and I couldn't let go. Story then, as if I had learned it once and I was now remembering. I don't know how, but I'm part of this guy. This Thor, he's part of me. Yeah. All to do is think about what I was like when you knew me, and I wouldn't believe a word of it either.
I have to understand something before I can believe it, Don.
Okay. The closest thing I can come to an explanation would be what's, popularly known as channeling.
The spirits of the dead existing again through the living.
Right. So this hammer is like a switch that turns the channel on, and then bang, there he is. But he's not a ghost or a spirit. He's real. He's as real as this counter, only bigger, and ready to do whatever I ask, as long as it's legal. Can you imagine having a power like this? But in order to use it, it has to be focused on something like a good cause. This is the 80s. I don't know what a good cause is anymore. But he does. It's real clear and simple to him.
You talk with him?
Yeah. Well, actually, he does most of the talking. Drives me nuts. Wants me to be more heroic. Me. I don't know quite how, but I thought that maybe you could help me. Maybe finding you, my favorite scientist, alive when you're supposed to be dead. It's fated or something.
All right. Now, wait a minute, Don. Item. You were under tremendous pressure, both physical and mental, when you had this experience. Item. You were in the mountains, extremely high altitude. And oxygen deprivation can cause any number of hallucinatory reactions.
David, look in the back.
It is old.
Is it a hallucination?
No, but it could be the key to an overall hallucination. You were in the cave. You found the grave and the hammer. Don, you know as well as I...
No, David, I don't know anymore. I don't know anything anymore. Everything I thought of as rock solid has turned to sand because of this, because of him. Do you know how many times I've tried to leave this thing behind? Tried to lose it? It pulls me back like a chain. You're going to make me do this, aren't you?
Don, listen to me.
No, David, this is what you want. This is the only way that you're going to believe me. You ready?